Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Goddess Temple Palace. I am your guide, and I am known by many names. I come forth today as queen, as mother, as goddess, as teacher and student. Enter being an ancient Kemetic parenthesis Egyptian word for nature. I am a devout student of nature, of Inter. And it is my pleasure, as I open the doors to the Goddess Temple Palace to you once again, to invite you in to that vibration with me. Perhaps you have something to share about your relationship with nature, Inter, and what you have learned from it, from her. And it is my knowing that if you have the faith of a mustard seed, of a kale seed, of a collard seed, and the willingness to nurture that seed, being the knowledge, the insight that is coming forth to you now, that it will grow and bear fruit for you. But there are requirements from you. First, you must recognize the seed for what it is and what is contained within the seed, whatever seed it is. Be it the seed of kale. We'll go with kale. Greens are very nourishing for the body, and kale is very, very healing and nourishing and very popular these days. And it's a very, very, very tiny, tiny seed. And when the kale plant has reached maturity, such as similar to the collards and the mustards and other greens, it forms like a little, I'm going to call it a cocoon, for lack of a better word. But so you can see of which I'm speaking. And it, you can see a difference in the way it looks with the plant. And it contains within it the seeds of continuation. I love to talk of nature, of Inter. I love it. More and more and more every moment. As I open the doors to the Goddess Temple Palace on the physical plane, because the temple is always available to all of us, as we have been reconstructing it here on Blog Talk. But the temple, the Goddess Temple Palace, exists in the other realms. In addition to the archived shows, which some I leave up, some I take down, you can, by the seed that has been planted now in your knowing, access it at will through meditation, through concentration, through visualization. And I believe today we will do a meditation. No, I know we will. because I made a commitment yesterday on Facebook that I would do this 30 days consistently, meditate and do some form of yoga. And I'm going to add to that some form of movement in terms of yoga, dance, something to reignite, to nourish the seeds of within my sacred body temple, to be more flexible, to go back to places that I have been before and to move beyond that, more flexible than ever. And there is room for more flexibility. The seeds of life are continual. There is no way that I can conceive that they would ever stop because life is eternal. I just had a flash, even if there was another big explosion, as they say, how the earth came to be and life on the earth came to be, that in the midst of that, some of the seeds would manage to survive. Of this I am sure, because life is eternal. Speaking of dancing and movement, the other day I had the occasion to be in the company of two very, very awesome dancers. One was about two, or the other one was about five or six. Well, the 2 or 3 year old showed me and reminded me of what it is like to be free, deeply free. I was on a riverboat, and I had observed her earlier, the beginning of the ride, and then we moved and went in our separate directions. But I had observed her. She caught my attention because she was full of life, full of the seeds of life, full of the energy of life. And she left an impression on me because she was having some, there were some fabulous musicians playing the blues, but she wasn't moving like anybody that had the blues in terms of what we think of the blues. She was into the vibration of the blue, like the goddess Nut, the sky goddess. Yes, I was wondering how you were going to come in here, and here you are. Here you are. And she was just having fun, living, enjoying the moment, helping to feed me in regrowth. All of that aspect of freedom that I had allowed to be cut back by the shears of life, the sheer participation in the lower vibration of, on many different levels. I could take that a lot of places, but I'll save that for another time. And the other little one, when she approached the railing, the stairs that I was sitting near, because that was the best view for me, I looked at her and acknowledged how cute she looked. And we greeted each other, and that was that. Now, my journey upon the water on the boat was nice. I moved away from the musicians who were playing beautiful music, because visually they just were not appealing, but their sound was so felt. And I moved to the other end on that deck of the boat so that I could still hear them. As time went on the ride, I decided to go to the other level, the first level, and listen to the other musicians. They were okay. But what was intriguing about them was the little one, the littlest one, the youngest one was there.
She was running around. She was dancing. She was doing things with the poles. She was dancing. She was free. I said, that must be where pole dancing came from. She just naturally vibrated. And she was, oh, she was awesome. Like I said, the musicians in there were, they were okay. They weren't, you know, they were mediocre. And when I left, I told her mother how special she was. I ultimately got a picture with her. And by the way, I do want to mention that both of the parents, the mothers of these two girls were, they were special. I'm sure that had a lot to do with the children remaining free. But I go up to the deck again, to the third level of the boat. And I witnessed this little one. She was dancing, and I was off to the side. Because like I said, visually, I wasn't ready to look at these guys. But apparently I wanted to be closer to their music. And I kind of put my fingers up at her because she saw me, because I was beginning to move. And she saw me and kind of put my fingers up like, you know, come hither. And she came. And we danced. She showed me movement, and I showed her movement, and it was magical. It was magical. I work with young people. I teach dancing. And I, in addition to exchanging energy and steps and movements with her, I was able to take her to a few places that she had not been. So I was able to teach, expand her, offer her seeds from my packet of seeds. One was balance. She needed to work on her balance. And the other one was to be able to get down low, and hold it. But she recognized it, and I'm sure, without a doubt, in my mind, as I send her energy of encouragement, she will master that quickly. And I took a picture with her at the end. What amazed me was I noticed the people were looking at us, and no one captured this with all the cameras. I have captured it within myself. But anyway, if you happen to want to see those photographs, you can look for me on Facebook under Opulence, OPULENCE, and then RA, and then NTR, Enter. Opulence Raw, Enter. I am going to take us into a meditation now. And we are in new moon energy, communication energy of Gemini. Drink water. Oh, yeah. I started talking about the seeds and the requirements. And you must water them. And these are the thoughts of your mind, the feelings of your heart, your physical self, emotional self, spiritual self. You must water, must be nurtured. You must give it some these things I've just spoken, some compost, some, what is the word? How am I trying to express this? Some extra stuff to make it grow. compost is correct, but I'm looking for something else. Perhaps it will pop in. And you must be patient. You must be patient. And you must have expectations of revelations of it being revealed to you, the fruit of your labor. And you have to have that connection, that harmonious connection with life, that the sun will shine to grant your seeds the that are required, in addition to the earth from the elements of the air, that the bees will come in to pollinate, that the rays of Ra, the sun, will shine upon. You and what you have planted and what you are planted in and what you are rooted in. Enough for now. Meditation time has come. And so I begin with a hum. The vibrations of the seeds of immortality and eternity are contained within each and every one of us. Depending upon how we activate the seeds within determines how our journeys end and begin. The afterlife exists for me as part of my reality. You can choose to believe this or not, for you have free will and you decide of which you will. To go within, the best way for you to win. The smile upon your face of this you shall be graced. Wherever you walk, flowers will grow because you reap what it is that you sow. And even though sometimes it will snow under the earth, deep within her, you will continue to grow. For life's seasons are hot to cold. And in between of this you unfold. The temperament, as you deal with the temperature, is what it needs for you to cure and mature into your fullness and your glory to be and to see. To travel through life. Perpetually. Upon the earth. Our bodies dwell now. And yes, we have often said, holy cow. I met her yesterday, and she is majestically, maternally special and sacred to me. The holy cow is Neut and Heteru, magically entwined for you to study more of the divine. Holy cow has become a friend to me as I receive her nurturing blessings. Of her life-giving energy, I pray with gratefulness as I feel life flowing through me, electrifying and satisfying my every calling that I I'm trying. As the children that I saw and joined and learned and taught, that my soul, my true essence can never be bought. I might give it away, but in any given day, any moment in time, I can call back myself if I am so inclined. Any burdens I chose to carry, I now declare as muscle builders for my highest self. And stronger I am now as I rebuild my sacred house. reconstruction, to redefine. As I walk my divine lifeline, I limit not my feet to walking, running, skipping, and yes, having them even talking. The sounds of my cough are telling me more water is required into me. My feet make sounds as I tap along the way, rhythmically, poetically. Until I run faster than the speed of light, if I can say it, I can take flight. Doesn't matter if you laugh and say, who does she think she is? My flight can be literal, written, visualized, and just happening inside of me. It is my choice in my dream time, you see, of how I journey day. And now I close the temple doors and send you on your way. That this moment in time be seated in you, and that you never forget to love you.